السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Over the past nights of Ramadan Sharif, we have been discussing different sifat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tonight we discuss the fazail, the manaqib of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What special virtues Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam enjoyed. Special virtues that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam enjoyed over and above anyone else, whether it is Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also. So there is a whole chapter. I've just marked a few ahadith that we will try and discuss. So the first hadith sharif is narrated by Hazrat Wasila bin Asqa'a radiyallahu ta'ala, where he says, I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Kinana from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. So Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam had different children, and the child that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen was Kinana. In other words, Kinana enjoyed more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak had granted them more prominence, etc. So he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Kinana from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Quraysh from Kinana. Now Kinana had many shoots, but the Quraysh were chosen from Kinana. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Banu Hashim family from the Quraysh. That the Quraysh now had different families that made up the Quraysh, but the Banu Hashim family, this was the family that had the most prominence. Wastafani min Bani Hashim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me from the Banu Hashim. So if you go right up Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage, right through, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very high lineage. Very high lineage, right from the top coming down. In fact, many people get honor through their lineage. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lent honor to those who were above him. This is why the poet, he says so very beautifully. He says, Adam ke liye fakhr ye aali nasabi hai. Normally, a son will take pride that is my father. For Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, he would take pride that is from my progeny. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from my progeny. Adam ke liye fakhr ye aali nasabi hai. Madani Hashimi Muttalibi hai. I forget the whole. It's very beautifully put there in that kitab in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Neechi ho niga past ho awaz. He mentions few other lines. Fair. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his lineage, the fazilat of his lineage. Then Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Sayyidu Wuldi Adam Yawm al Qiyamah. I will be the leader of the entire progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam on the day of Qiyamah. So why this is such a weighty statement is because on the day of Qiyamah, it won't only be the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but every other Nabi will be there. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam himself will be there, the father of mankind. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the Sayyid. He will be the leader of mankind on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَنْشَقُّ عَنْهُ الْقَبْرُ. And I am the first person whose qabr will be opened up. No, first the trumpet will be blown, everyone will pass away, everything will break, everything will come to an end. Then a period of time will lapse, And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order for the trumpet to be blown for the second time. When the trumpet is blown for the second time, then every person who lived on earth will come back to life. But the first person to wake up from his Mubarak Rawda will be Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will be the first person to wake up after the trumpet is blown. وَأَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ وَأَوَّلُ مُشَفَّعٍ. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be the first person to intercede on the day of Qiyamah, and he will be the first person whose intercession will be accepted. We take another. Now all these ahadith, there's a lot of commentary that goes with it. We're not doing all the commentary. We are just taking different ahadith to get a glimpse and realize a little bit the fazilat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is no ordinary person. Ba'das khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar la yumkinu sana kama kana haqquhu ba'das khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar la yumkinu sana kama kana haqquhu. It was not possible for us to praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as he ought to be praised. So the only statement that we can make, the long and short of it, is ba'das khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar. That after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another hadith sharif narrated by Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ana aktharu al-anbiya'i taba'an yawm al-qiyamah. From all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, I will have the largest following. The biggest ummah will be my ummah. I will have the largest following on the day of Qiyamah. Wa ana awwalu man yaqra'u bab al-jannah. And I will be the first person to knock on the door of Jannah. The next hadith sharif elaborates more on this. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ati bab al Jannah yawm al Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, I will go to the door of Jannah. Fastaftih. And I will request for the door of Jannah to be opened. Now we must remember, prior to this, no one has entered Jannah. No one is allowed to reside in Jannah. Jannah is after Qiyamah. After Qiyamah, then only the doors of Jannah will be opened. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first person to go to the door of Jannah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will request the doorkeeper of Jannah to open the doors of Jannah. فَيَقُولُ الْخَازِنُ. The doorkeeper of Jannah will ask, مَنْ أَنْتَ. That who are you? Who are you? Not that the doorkeeper of Jannah doesn't know who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, but to show the maqam, for the people to realize, entire mankind will be witnessing this spectacle, for them to realize the greatness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this door is not a door that is just knocked and opened for anyone. So the doorkeeper will ask that, who are you? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will say, Muhammad. Now we will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will say Muhammad. Fayaqul. Now the doorkeeper of Jannah will say, and this is his reason for asking, Fayaqul, bika umirtu alla aftaha li ahadin qablak. It is with regards to you that I have been ordered never to open this door before you come to it. Only when you come to this door and you request for this door to be opened, then only this door of Jannah will be opened. Can we imagine this? What is Jannah? It is the masterpiece of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he has kept in Jannah, we can't even imagine. You can just call it like the masterpiece of Allah. Allah has kept that as a reward for his bandas. You know, if a king, a person of resources, if he has to give a dawat, so it will be a dawat to the standard of a king. a normal ordinary person, he will give a da'wat. So his da'wat now will be of a different standard. But if a king has to give a da'wat, so his da'wat will be of that standard. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be the host, can we imagine what Jannat is? And every king, no matter whom he may be, his resources are limited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's resources are limitless. There's no limit. There's no cap. There's no roof. There's no budget. So we can imagine what this Jannat is. And who is going to open that door? Nobody is allowed to enter Jannat. Nobody can request for that door to be opened until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and asks for that door to be opened. No matter how pious a person may have been, 950 years da'wat of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, but he too won't be able to enter Jannat until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there. This is the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been granted five things which were not granted to anyone before me. What are these five things? Nusirtu bir-ru'bi masirata shahrin. I have been granted ru'b. Ru'b is where the enemy fears you. The enemy is in awe. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the ru'ab that I have is the distance of a month. From a month away, a distance of a month, my enemy will fear me. And this has been witnessed so many times in the annals of history, Islamic history. Although the kuffar were so much in number and whatever it was, but when it came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of plotting, I mean if you think about it, in Makkah Sharif, 13 years, so much of plotting and planning, assassinating of, you know, to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many plans and plots and everything put together, nothing materializes. And there were people who were not shy to kill. There were people who killing, they would kill for breakfast, lunch and supper, no problem. But why they couldn't do it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nusirtu bir-ru'bi masirata shahrin. When it came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had to have meetings upon meetings upon meetings to decide now how we're going to do it, what we're going to do. But nothing materializes. Because hifazat was from Allah. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. And the earth has been made a masjid for me. The entire world is a masjid for me and my ummah. And it has also been made tahura, something that can make us pak via tayammum. A person doesn't have water, anyway he can use any rock, sand, whatever it is, he can use the earth and he can become pak and read his namaz. فَأَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي أَدْرَكَتْهُ الصَّلَاةُ فَلْيُصَلِّي. So anyone from my ummah, wherever the time of namaz gets him, he must read his namaz. This hasn't been given to any other ummah. This is exclusive to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that anywhere we can read our namaz. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْمَغَانِمِ. And war booty has been made halal for me. This ummah is the only ummah that the booty from war, the war booty is distributed amongst the ummatis. It is halal. In the previous ummats, they had to take it, leave it on the mountain, fire would come from the heavens and consume it. But this ummah can distribute the spoils of war. وَلَمْ تَحِلَّ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلِي. This was not halal for anybody prior to this. وَأُطِيتُ الشَّفَاعَةِ. And I have been granted this ni'mat that I will intercede on the day of Qiyamah. وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةِ. And there were Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam in the past who were sent just to one village, just to one family, just to one nation. وَبُعِثُ إِلَىٰ النَّاسِ عَامَّةِ. And I have been sent to entire mankind. entire mankind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat was for entire mankind, not for a specific country or a specific people. It was for entire mankind.